This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The icons of the day on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. Victoria is off this hour. The time to think is now. The time to speak is now. You can be, what's the old expression, walk softly and carry a big stick? You can do that with your own attention to whatever it is that turns you on. We were talking, and I think it makes sense for us to visit what Americans are really involved in, and it's not politics anymore. Jennifer, hard news, politics, moving away from the social media focus. I think this is interesting, Jay, don't you? The top stories that were researched now in the last month versus a year ago at this time.
Yeah, people are tired of it. It's almost been so oversaturated, and everybody's fighting, and I think people are just tired of everyone fighting, and even though COVID isn't gone yet, everyone's tired of reading about that, too.
Last year, 18 of the top 20 stories were, I guess the key word would be how you'd tell what the stories were about. Trump, coronavirus, Biden, George Floyd, White House, racism. Those were the top searched keywords. And now, thanks to the storyline of the moment, with the who's doing what, Aaron Rodgers has gotten a lot of his vaccination status, a lot of interest. And then there's the NFL.
So much of sports is politics now, too. Everything. Politics has found its way into everything.
Yeah.
So right. I don't even know if it means we get a break from politics if people are covering sports, because what are the big stories in sports these days? It's about crime stories, or it's about people who have, people who aren't taking the vaccine. Whatever it is, it kind of just carries over. And I wonder if it's because people are losing faith also, and continuing, this is not a new trend, but continuing to lose faith in the news media, the mainstream news media, because I think that there's a really big distrust that was already there, but I think that distrust is growing. And I wonder how many people are just turned off because they just don't even know if they can believe what's being told to them on newscasts anymore.
Well, let me offer this as not a caveat to that, but an addendum to that, because I think you're very right. And this is a word to my friends who run radio stations. You know, we present this radio show. I've been on the radio for a long time, and I've been doing a syndicated morning radio program since 88. So what's that, 33, 34 years? Matter of fact, in October, I should have thought about that. Began the 34th year of me doing the morning syndicated program.
That's right. Yeah.
Been on the air longer than anybody else in the country doing a syndicated program. And I'm proud of that. I had a lot of very interesting people that have worked with me over the years. None of them as interesting as Jennifer and Jay and Victoria, however.
Of course.
I say that not to be facetious. It really is. It's, as our consultant Mike McVeigh says, it's the other show. And the reason I've always been, and people have laughed at me sort of a little bit, or they've had fun at my expense. I've always looked over my shoulder because I've always been on my own. I don't belong to any big company, and nobody sort of tells me what to do and how to do stuff. I've done this and survived this long pretty much on my own. And so when I say to you, and I've said this, I could feel it coming years ago. And Jennifer, you and I have talked about this. Not that we don't have conversation about politics and hard news, because people do want to talk about those things. But there are so many other things going on in the world that are interesting because people are so interesting and the world is so interesting. Who wants to wrap themselves around, this is not about the flag, it's wrapping yourself around conversations where people would tell you that they've wrapped themselves around the flag, but have they really? Most of the time they've wrapped themselves around themselves. And so this very interesting trend here about the national conversation is a warning, if that's the right word, or certainly something for people who are running news talk radio stations to think about, with having at least, instead of having 24 hours of the same stuff all day, all night, every day, in and out, have something maybe different. I know it sounds like a sales pitch for this program, but it kind of is. because that is where things are going. And there are a handful of cities now that have changed a lot of what they're big, like KFI in Los Angeles. That's not really a political station. That's your major rival, Jennifer, on the station that you're on. Your station is all political, and KFI is not.
KFI gets pretty political, though, especially, but they focus sometimes a lot on local politics. I mean, you've got John and Ken in the afternoon. So right. I think there is, depending on the day part, a focus on politics.
Right, yeah. But I'm saying that this shows, with the research, Jay, that people are searching, and the key words have changed in the past year. And there's a, you know, look at television. How many telecasts are there of, look at CBS, look at all of them. How much sports they have on all those network shows. All the network television channels.
And I think that's what people get networks. So
it's not even just the network's programming. There's packages, like you have the Sunday ticket with the NFL, you have the basketball ticket, you have hockey tickets, where you can see not just your local sports, but everything going on in each individual league. It is a lot.
Just wrapping up on that, I think that's why people get mad when sports becomes politicized, or, you know, with the whole kneeling thing a few years ago, whatever it was. It's like people just want that to be a safe space for them. They don't want to have to think about stuff. They don't want, you know, you just want to tune out and watch and be distracted and not be hit with the stuff that you hear through the week.
So this, thinking about the list, you know, on Fridays, we go through the talkers' top 10 for our own input for an hour here on the DJV program as an ancillary companion to the Talk Radio Countdown show. And if you've noticed, a lot of the political stuff has been waning from the top of the list. And the people involved in politics have been waning from the top of the list. So something, you know what? You said something that really strikes me, Jennifer. Losing faith in the news media. Well, I think Americans are losing faith in pretty much all of our institutions.
Well, I think that's true.
Religion.
I don't think, I mean, if you look at the approval ratings of Congress, it's like the single digits. It's crazy.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, the perfect example, and I think about it this week in all seriousness, because we watched this all kind of unfold together, but the story of the trial of Kyle Rittenhouse, which the reason we're talking about it again is he's been sitting in the courtroom and his trial is underway. And if you don't remember, after Jacob Blake was shot in a police-involved shooting, he didn't die, he was in the hospital, but there were riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. And a Black Lives Matter was out, there was a curfew in town. Kyle Rittenhouse had an AR-15 at 17 years old, went and was like trying to protect, he says he was trying to protect this neighborhood that was like where his grandmother was or something. Now we can all agree that this guy was not supposed to be out on the streets. And by the way, neither were any of the other people who were out there rioting. Everybody was not supposed to be on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But the way the media portrayed this, they portrayed that he had shot Black people, that he was a white supremacist, that he was out there like open season hunting Black people. Well, if you've been following any of the court case, I mean, he was convicted before he even set foot in a court. And if you've been following this trial, it's an eye opener for someone like me who even follows the news. All of his victims were white. That doesn't necessarily make a difference, but his victims also like had a history of being rapists and all. I mean, just bad people that were out on the streets taking advantage of a bad situation. That doesn't mean he gets to be the executioner here, but no one in the media talked about the fact that he was being chased by these guys, and even one of the victims who was shot admitted on the stand that he was shooting at Kyle Rittenhouse before Kyle Rittenhouse even shot at him, and confirmed the fact that Rittenhouse was acting in self-defense, and that the prosecution had tried to change the story around. If the news media is setting us up, if this guy gets acquitted, then or if there's a mistrial, which is very possible, then all of a sudden people are going to go nuts saying another racist out on the street, when none of that is true, and the media has now just thrown gasoline on a fire that is raging.
And there are certain elements of the news media. The New York Times is the worst. L.A. Times isn't much better. Neither is the Boston Globe or the Washington Post. All these newspapers that have these reputations, all the news that's fit to print and all that stuff. It's becoming more and more obvious to people that these are advocacy journalist pieces. And that's, again, talking about losing faith.
It's causing people to, like, burn communities down.
Well, Facebook, the social media, Jay, that's the same. It's the same stuff. It's all one side. You don't know what, just the facts, like the old Dragnet show.
Who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Yeah,
right?
That's it. And why, yes. So other institutions, I mean, think about, beside the government, think about the grocery store and what's there, these huge conglomerates in American agriculture. And, you know, I mean, you can go across the board with our experiences and the institutions, the hospitals, and we're losing faith in almost everything because they've been allowed in part to get too big, too powerful, and too pushy. All right, back to the trial thing for a second. Who's watching Travis Scott's? Apparently, he has ties to Houston in terms of the investigation, and so that's complicating how people look. Apparently, this guy, his performance, and you were saying this. This is Astroworld, by the way, for those who don't remember the conversation from earlier in the week. This guy is not a good guy. I never heard of him before, but the more I read into this, the more he was the inciter of the problems. What, 8 people died? So what do you do with this guy? What do you do? How does he pay the price of creating the mayhem that he did? Does he get away with it? Does he keep going? What happens?
Well, he'll probably get away with it, but civilly, I think he's facing lawsuits already on a civil level. Paying out victims' families. And, Jay, you know more about this than I do, but I guess he puts, like, a clock up on stage, 15 minutes, and it starts to go down. He encourages people to rush the stage during his shows.
Yeah, he almost, like, not that he's purposefully inciting violence, but he doesn't do anything to keep the audience safe. A lot of the promos leading up to this Astroworld concert and other concerts show people running towards the stage, oblivious to each other, not taking care of each other. He's reposted other, like, his fans that have gotten hurt at the shows and almost boasted on them that, like, they just went that hard and, like, they were
awesome.
Sounds
like this guy's a real jerk. That's my read on him.
There has been videos that shows that he has acknowledged that somebody needed help and asked to get help, but he did not stop anything. He did not tell people to give them space. Again, like so many other artists and musicians have done in the past where they notice somebody falls or there's a fight. There was I can't even remember which band. I want to say it was the Foo Fighters it was Nirvana, who they noticed people pushing up towards the stage and a woman was being groped and they stopped for that and they harassed the sexual assaulter.
What's the Faith Hill's husband? What's his name?
Tim McGraw. Oh,
yeah,
and he was grabbed.
Groped by. He loves being groped by the people in there. I don't know if she liked him, like watching it, but. All right, 18 after this, the DJV show.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280. 5280.
The Great Anonymous. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. And all the land gathered to honor the Great One. This Great One was beloved by the masses, and their praise had no limits. You see, the world worshipped this Great One because he or she, no one actually knows, anonymously expressed an opinion in the comment section of an internet platform. Sometimes the Great One would post an anonymous comment after an article. Sometimes the Great One would post an anonymous comment after a video, but all the world held their breath until the Great One had spoken. Now, this story, of course, isn't true at all. So, the next time someone criticizes you anonymously, please, please do not take it personally, because anonymous criticism is an act of cowardice, not greatness. For encouragement and support as you pursue your goals, visit drchristianconti.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
That's that little bit of action on the trending front. Social media connection, Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria, with Jennifer and I. Victoria's off in this hour. So we have Katie Sagal. Earlier, was it in the week, this week or last week, when she got run over by that car?
It was a couple weeks ago, middle of last month. Yeah.
Right.
And she was hit crossing the street. The driver was making a left-hand turn and totally clipped her.
So how is she doing?
She was spotted for the first time since, making her way from the car into a healthcare facility, probably likely a doctor's appointment, back to the car. No sign of a walking boot or a cast or anything. However, she was on a set of crutches. So, looking like she's not back to 100%, but
so when she's
too long.
If they're still, they have to be still recording, taping the Connors. She's the wife. How do they have, I wonder if they just probably have her sitting in a chair maybe for her scenes.
That's a good question. I don't watch that show, but I would think that they would either do a workaround where she's sitting a lot, or standing in like one location, doesn't have to move,
right,
or I don't know how many they already have in the can. But weren't
they
accommodating? Filming live?
Yeah, they started.
Yeah,
well, the first episode was live, but then, and they do have an audience, but the first episode was actually live to tape with, and they were running around. They don't do that anymore, so they do tape ahead, I think, but, they're very accommodating. Like, the first episode back of this season, they had Becky's character. She wanted to go to a fundraiser for animals, and they just didn't put her on the show. So, I have a feeling they'll be pretty accommodating to Katie Sagal, and she's really great, actually, on the Connors. I think it's pretty good.
I think she's very, attractive. And she's got a lot of spunk. I did like that show she was in with Andy Garcia last year. You said you didn't like it,
Rebel.
Jennifer. But
no, I just Rebel. I didn't know how far it could go. I thought she was really good. And I thought the cast was great cast.
Well, it was supposed to be a play on Aaron Brockovich, right? I think that's what it was
about. Yeah, it was produced by her, actually.
Yeah, right. All right, let's move into the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey's workspace. What's she doing? Oh, here we go. Let's have something free for the holidays. Whoopee!
She is clearly a big fan of McDonald's, so she's teaming up with Mickey D's to create a Mariah's Menu.
Was she and Bill Trump, good day. The Donald Trump, the fact that he loves McDonald's as much as he does looks like it. So if she likes it, is she eating the stuff from McDonald's? And is she going to look like Trump?
Yeah. So the Mariah's Menu, it's going to run for 12 days starting December 13th, and it's going to feature a different item that will be free along with any $1 purchase on its app. And these are actually Mariah's favorite menu items. She says
from
that some
McDonald's
of her favorite memories are with her kids being at McDonald's. Her favorite order, her go-to order, is a cheeseburger with extra pickles. So that will be one of the featured items. And she's not the first celebrity to team up with her. This whole, like, famous orders campaign. Right. You had a rapper with there. You had the K-pop megastars BTS. Other people were collaborating with them. So this is going to be legit.
I gotta say, it makes her seem more human. Yeah, because she's so glam and, like, weird now. Like, I think it just makes her seem more accessible.
Can't you just see her now, like, dripping with pearls and diamonds and eating a Big Mac?
Exactly. Right.
Well, no, more to the point, her driving into the drive-in and somebody opens up the drive-in window and they see Mariah Carey.
Right.
And, no, it's not really Mariah Carey, is it?
She probably has a driver.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Well, but the interesting thing is that she has that look of glam. You're right. I think understanding what it's like for the just kind of interesting. Yeah, you don't think of these people as humans. We think of them as, you know, it's like going to the bathroom. Can you imagine Mariah Carey pulling down her pants and going to the bathroom? The same.
I always forget, and this is probably way like too much, right. But I always think of when they're in the shower, and any woman knows when you've washed your hair, you got to clean your hair out of certain areas because it just falls.
Yeah,
and I always think of, like, the most glamorous celebrities, like Giselle. Giselle, how do you say your last name, Butch? And I'm like, she has to do that, too.
Yeah.
Well, we all are human. We all have to put our pants on one leg at a time. We all have to go to the toilet every day, and hopefully we take a shower every day. That pretty much reduces everyone who thinks that they're more special than others to the same common denominator, if you please. It's 28 past the hour on the DJV program. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden told Chinese President Xi Jinping at the start of Monday night's virtual summit that he's looking forward to a candid and forthright discussion on how to establish common sense guardrails between the two superpowers. Biden has historically said that he knows Xi better than any other world leader. It should be noted President Biden did not mention COVID-19 once to President Xi. Mark and Patricia McCloskey, the St. Louis couple who had faced gun charges after arming themselves against Black Lives Matter protesters near their home last year, are in Kenosha, Wisconsin to support Kyle Rittenhouse as the jury deliberates. They said, "We think Mr. Rittenhouse has been politically prosecuted, as were we, and we're hoping that the jury will find him not guilty on all counts and that he can go home a free man." President Biden signed into law a $1 trillion infrastructure bill at a White House ceremony on Monday. Roughly one-tenth of the money will go to traditional infrastructure projects. USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
President Biden signed a $1 trillion infrastructure bill into law Monday, a domestic spending agenda that will gift $110 billion to states and local governments to upgrade outdated roads, bridges, and transit systems.
This law was supported by business groups, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, organized labor, who understands this about jobs. Special thanks to the AFL-CIO, the United Auto Workers, electrical workers, the IBEW, the iron workers. It goes on. Who would I leave out? And my wife is a member of a union, the NEA. I'm going to get in trouble.
Although just over one-tenth of the money is for traditional infrastructure, Republican Senator from Arkansas, Tom Cotton on Fox News, says this kind of spending must stop.
The American people in places like Virginia and New Jersey and Long Island and Minneapolis and Seattle sent a very clear message 2 weeks ago. Stop. Stop the madness. Stop the reckless spending. Stop the open borders. Stop coddling criminals. Stop with all the inflation. The Democratic Party clearly didn't get that message. So if they go on headlong rushing towards this $4 trillion spending bill, if they don't close the border, if prices continue to rise, if Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin and the Ayatollahs continue to see Joe Biden wearing a kick me sign, then it's going to be a massive repudiation for the Democrats next November.
Monday Night Football saw the 49ers trounce the Rams 31-10 in the NFC West showdown. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34, after the hour, the familiar voices of Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Off. Today, we are, I think, fundamental believers here. I don't think I know that a kind word and a kind deed can move mountains, change people, their attitude toward you, maybe their attitude toward life. You know, sometimes it escapes us all. I found myself yesterday talking to one of the people that works with me on the farm. And when I was done with the conversation, I didn't like what I'd said. Or, more importantly, the way I'd said it. And this is a wonderful woman who's been working for me for 17 years, been around about as long as you have, Jennifer, on the radio. Very sweet, kind woman, would never hurt a fly. And I was annoyed at her for kind of a silly reason. Well, it was a legitimate reason, but it just, I didn't handle it well. And I think that at that moment, can you stop and remember who the intended beneficiary is of your thoughts, and what do people remember or carry from the conversation? The meaning of the conversation or the tone in which it was presented? I think that's something to think about a little bit. Maybe we apply that to the people involved in January 6th. I guess there was, in terms of working these people over, this guy who was the mixed martial arts fighter, I got 41 months in the slammer.
That's a little.
name is Scott Fairlamb. He's the first one sent to jail, right?
What's his charge? Yes, what's the charge?
The charge was mass. I don't know what the, you know, he was charged with disturbing the peace.
Yeah.
Right?
So
he shoved a police officer, punched somebody in the face. Now, that kind of
this
stuff.
This is what people are like.
But he had a criminal record
back
before, Jennifer. I think that's one of the
reasons.
And
there were a lot of people like that violence who were there trying to do no good. Exactly.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I think is really interesting in the so-called insurrection is that no one has been charged with that. No one has been charged with trying to stage a coup and take over the government. No one's been charged with insurrection charges. Mm-hmm. It's always disturbing the peace. It's, you know, whatever it is, whatever they come up with. And so not only are these people getting slow walked and kept in solitary confinement in prison, not allowed to go to church, not allowed to go outside, not even, and they're not even been convicted yet. These are people who are just awaiting trial and not being allowed to have bail. They're just sitting there rotting away waiting for their trial to take place. But then the people who have officially been charged, none of them are being charged with insurrection. And so we talked earlier about how the media kind of misrepresents things and the rest of us just kind of operate under that assumption because it's what the newspaper said. And how much of that is really true? And are these people just sitting there? It's no doubt that there were people who did wrong and who did some serious things. But can we deal with those people in the way that we would deal with everybody else who would be in the same category with them? It's not happening.
You look at some of the overview. The Willard Hotel is right down the street from the White House. I've stayed there a couple of times. You ever been, either of you, to the Willard? It's a kind of neat old hotel.
No, haven't.
Anyway, most of the rioters who were the organizers were at the hotel the day before. And you'd have to have been blind not to have seen that they were up to something. And that's one of the things that's come up here, that this was not a spontaneous.
But remember, there were people who planned a rally, and those people did nothing wrong. And that was the majority of people that were there.
We should have more of those, matter of fact.
That were legitimately just rallying and protesting what they thought was wrong with the election. It's the people who broke inside and, you know, who are now facing those trespassing charges. So I think it's, you know, there's a lot of misinformation that gets pushed out there about who was involved and who these people
were.
Who
is Michael Flynn? Why do I remember that name?
He was the National Security Advisor under Obama and under Trump.
Okay. So what's his role in this? I see that he didn't. He did an interview with Alex Jones the day before in his room at the Willard, and he seems to have been planting, they were planting the seeds then, there.
That's what the media is telling you, that they were, like, planting the seeds, that the Trump administration was behind this, that they wanted a coup.
I didn't see that. Although Stone was there and Giuliani was there.
There is no proof of that whatsoever. The reason Giuliani was there is because he was one of the president's lawyers who was investigating all of this stuff that happened during the election. Michael Flynn has been an ally and an advisor to the president in an unofficial, or to the former president in an unofficial capacity. So the reason that you're hearing Michael Flynn's name again is because the committee led by Adam Schiff and other Democrats who do not like Trump and they want to vilify Republicans going into 2022, calling everybody an insurrectionist and a white supremacist so that people don't show up and vote because they're afraid of those monikers. They've subpoenaed like 21 people around Trump to try to get them to come in and testify. And I'm glad because I'd love to see Michael Flynn and Kayleigh McEnany sit there and testify to that committee. I'll sit and eat my popcorn and watch them while they do it.
All right, speaking of eating popcorn and watching what's going on, Alec Baldwin apparently has been sued by one of the staffers on Rust as the investigation continues. I guess you had to expect this, right?
Oh, for sure. Not as an actor, but as
negligence.
The producer.
Right, yeah, he's the one that had to sign the paychecks and make the hiring decisions. So
failed to act with reasonable care, that kind of stuff. What do you do?
I still think it's interesting that the prop master keeps saying that it was a setup, that someone is trying to intentionally set her up. That is a really weird and interesting defense.
Well, and if she were good at her job, even if that was the case, she wouldn't have fallen for it.
If she knew what
she was
doing.
There's just no storyline or pointing blame anywhere else that makes her come out of this not looking like the one truly
she was the problem. Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's some other legal stuff. The Elizabeth Holmes trial here's somebody that's attracted a lot of attention because she made billions of dollars with that phony company. And so the big question now in the minds of the jurors, apparently, maybe even with Ms. Holmes, they're getting close to wrapping up their case. Will she take the stand to defend herself? You know, if you watch any of these crime dramas on TV, a lot of times the lawyers for the defense don't want their client to be up on the stand because they know too much or they're liable to get tripped up or whatever. I don't see any way this woman's not going down, at least in some way, shape, or form. Do you agree with me? She bilked $700 million from investors, and this was, was supposedly a blood diagnostics company. And it was all phony baloney.
She got $700 million from investors. Her company was valued at $9 billion before it went under, before all of the legal investigations. And so the thing that people are wondering is whether or not the lawyers are going to call her to testify. They said that she's likely to take the stand to testify about an abusive relationship with her co-defendant, who is Sonny Balwani. And they're going to try him separately, but her defense lawyer said that maybe they might send her away from testifying on behalf of herself. But I'm sure they want to try to get some sympathy, right? They want to make him look like the bad guy, her look like the good guy. And so they'll try to get her to go on the stand and tell her story about her abusive relationship.
Well, she's an attractive white woman, and people were all fascinated that at the age she was, she had become a billionaire. And, wow, isn't that a great American story? It's the American dream. Yada, yada. She's just a cheap crook. That's all. That's what I...
And, of course, streaming Hulu has already... They have a story.
A movie.
A series about her in the works.
Right.
The real-life story.
Yeah. Speaking
the
of...
The Dropout, slated for a 2022 release.
Yep. The Billie Eilish connection to Sesame Street. Apparently, the HBO people have bought the rights to Sesame Street, so they're going to be... Sesame Street going to HBO Max, not that they're not still going to be on PBS, but apparently there's that much of a fall. I think that's, I actually think that's probably a good idea. Anyway.
It's a reason to get HBO.
Yeah, right. So she's doing a duet with the Count. You got that?
Now we're talking.
I'm counting with you. I'm happier than ever.
Numbers sound so much better.
Here is what we'll do. Come on, let's count to two.
She's got a nice voice. I quite like her voice.
Her voice is awesome. It has like that classic.
What's happening to the Count back there?
You can count him out, it sounds like. Yeah. Anyway, so Sesame Street premieres on HBO Max today. For those of you who are interested, and there's going to be other performances, Demi Lovato, Elton John, that sort of thing, bringing it over. At any rate, I think it's really, it's cool. Nice. And her voice is cool. As well. The entertainment department now moving over to the Die movie and all the stuff with The Crown. Her friend and film producer, is it Jemima Khan? Is that how you pronounce the name? I think it is, right? Jemima Khan?
Sounds good. No relation to Shaka, right?
Apparently cut his ties to The Crown because of the way the show is depicting Diana in the fifth season. He was asked by the Crown creator to help write the scripts, which covered Diana's last years before she died. And so she's a producer and gets credit. She's done other things like this. She's the former wife of cricket legend Imran Khan. I don't know who that is, Pakistani. A big cricket player. Do you, anybody know who that is? And maybe that's not germane to the story. Just interesting that they're taking, maybe the focus here is on how they're taking license with the facts. And we go back to our discussion that we continue to have here, Jennifer, about all of us losing faith in institutions. A documentary is supposed to present the facts, but apparently they're twisting and turning the facts to suit themselves As happens, that. Yeah, always in, or not always, but
creative
a lot of times
liberties. Everyone does
That's
it.
That's right. Yeah, make it a better story.
It's a Hollywood story. Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So have you seen the movie Spencer? Anybody seen that movie yet?
No, I haven't. I'd like to, though.
I want to see that. Yeah, I do. I want to see it as well. Yep.
Is it out?
Yeah, it is. It's out. It was out limited release last week. It was in L.A. because I saw it in the theaters. I don't know. I think it's wide release this week, as a matter of fact. Department of Justice has sued Uber for overcharging people with disabilities. This is pretty despicable if it's true. And you wonder, they're charging wait time fees because the passengers can't move as fast. It's not a good look.
What?
Yeah. The Department of Justice says that disabled passengers need additional time for various reasons. And you can figure that. They got a wheelchair or a walker or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And so now they found out that Uber is charging these people by the minute. If they have to wait more than 2 minutes, they start charging them. You'd think that they'd be smart enough to see beyond that, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you think that they'd want not to have that look? Yeah. What a bunch of dummies.
But is it up to the driver's discretion? Because, again, if it's not, then that's a problem with how Uber's just doing billing, because there's also people who just maybe don't want to leave the bar, and Uber's sitting outside waiting while they're trying to wrap up their check, and I can understand that's not their fault.
No, not at all. But use some common sense when it comes to people who have disabilities. That would be my advice for anybody who's driving an Uber car. But then who's coming to me for advice? I don't know. Well, some people are. That's part of our conversation, by the way. The fact that we have a lot of these discussions on our daily DJV podcast, something you might want to listen to if you don't catch the whole program. Listen to the podcast, djvshow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After 1 day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security.
Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better.
Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera by offering free shipping for a limited time. Visit simplysafe.com today.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Three past the hour now. It's DJB Health Time. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to answer questions that are sent along, questions that are brought up. A lot of these questions come from looking at some of the medical journals. They bring the, sometimes the studies, Ken, that are done, are they bring more, even though they publish the results, they are responsible for more questions than they answer. Right? And that, don't you find that from time to time? Another question is brought up by the results of a certain study. Seems to me that that's one of the...
That's what the investigators, the researchers hope for.
Yeah, I guess, well, it's curiosity.
Keeps their work going.
All right, there's a German study that questions whether there are benefits to drinking. Now, this is a question that goes on and on. So what do you think? Does moderate drinking affect people like your cardiologist, or people who drink more have more heart attacks?
Well, don't shoot the messenger, but there's a publication in PLOS Medicine, very reputable journal this week, from study in Germany that showed that any drinking, even when it's moderate, moderate is defined as 1 to 2 servings a day for a man and or 0 to 1 serving per day for a woman. And even when you stick to these moderate levels, you're going to die earlier. And this goes against some of the common beliefs, especially for wine, that it may actually improve the health. Doctors don't, in general, Doug, recommend drinking because it's very hard, even if it was to be of a benefit, because it's very hard for people to therapeutically stay in the boundary of what's considered a healthy level. So if you, we bring it out. So if you are in that level, you know you're doing yourself okay. You know, again, I don't want to take away people's pleasures, and I understand, you know, how people use this socially and in the interest of being a hell of a guy, but in general, it's not clear you're doing any of this for your health. You know, we thought you might be, but after you read this pretty thorough German study, it looks like you may not be.
But does it matter what you drink? Like wine, people say there are benefits of wine. Would that be better than bourbon?
Well, prior to this study, there was this general feeling that wine was probably the most healthy of the choices of alcohol. But this study brings up the question that none of it may be good. And I think it just points out that even more study, larger studies, longer-term follow-up is needed. But, you know, alcohol, and I'm not going to sound like a real popular guy here, but it's probably overrated.
It's okay. Okay, then let's talk about some other liquid. Water. There's a question about whether it use of water drives infections. Isn't it because the water may not be clean? I mean, there's a whole debate. I have well water on my farm. I prefer that. Have it tested once a year. It's much cleaner and better than the public water supply. But that's probably not the case everywhere, is it?
Right. What this study published in Philosophical Transactions B is, and boy, isn't that an interesting name of a journal this month? It didn't say that, you know, water's all bad. It said when there are these big infectious disease outbreaks, look to the water, because often the water is somehow involved in the cause of these huge infectious disease outbreaks. That was the interesting issue point this article was trying to make. In studying big outbreaks of disease, of infectious diseases, it seems like water is so often involved. Not always, but really? Often.
All right. There's a question about those who are at risk for mental health disorders. Is it harder or easier for people in terms of their mental health? I guess the question is, is your mental health going to be better if you live in the country or in the city? That's a good one. I like that question myself.
Well, I would think probably somewhere in between.
In the suburb?
Yes.
In the suburban reality, it's better. Well, okay.
I think that that's probably what the studies show, that it's somewhere in between where the mental health is the best.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. I think one of the things we don't talk about enough is psychiatry. I think this country is woefully behind in understanding or being interested even in good mental health. And as you know, you're a physical health guy, but you know, people who have a bad attitude or questions, mental questions, or the reliability of their mental ability to figure things out, can have a pretty tough life physically as well. So that certainly is food for thought. Questions for Dr. Kent. Here I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.